I'm loving season two so far. It's just giving vibey and up-leveled, and it's giving... I know so much fucking more than I knew last year, and I'm just ready to share it all with you guys. The only thing that's been annoying me slightly is the podcast cover. I absolutely do not align with it anymore. I quite frankly do not like that picture, and I just want to change it so bad. And I was actually going to do a shoot today, and the photographer texted me and said that he couldn't anymore. He's leaving for India on Saturday, and we have this little exchange going. He does it for free, and you know how it is when someone's getting their portfolio started. So I feel like it's not so much of a priority. I know he has like a full-time job. I was a little bummed initially because I'm like, oh my God, yes. New podcast cover that's going to make me feel so good and just really match the energy of who I am today compared to who I was last year, you know? But yeah, he canceled, and yeah, so my initial reaction was, fuck, that sucks. Usually my default is to go into overwhelm and to go into, oh my God, what am I gonna do? And really get myself all worked up. That is something that I have adopted as a habit ever since being a young kid, because I was surrounded by a lot of anxiety from my family growing up, and that's all I knew. But I'm super, super aware and conscious of when I am reverting back to old patterns and defaults, and quickly I caught myself. I literally even acted on it where I texted him and said, wow, that sucks. And then I regretted it. I'm like, why did I do that? I know better. Then I'm like, okay, there has to be a very, very good reason why this is probably just not going to work out today. You know, I set intentions for the photo shoot. I intended for it to be super fun, super exciting. I intended to be super confident and for the entire process to just be super smooth and a vibe. And I'm thinking that maybe today just wasn't the day, because those intentions wouldn't be fulfilled for one reason or another. That's how I'm choosing to look at it. And of course, all anxiety just melted away. I'm like, okay, well, it's not meant to be. And that's what it looks like when you're intentional and you choose to consciously respond to what happens to you in your life. And I'm proud of myself for that. And also another thing that I realized this morning when I woke up was the fact that we had no bread and no eggs. And that's a big deal in my world, TBH. Like, I need my bread and my eggs. So I'm thinking, okay, it's 6 a.m. I usually have one slice of Ezekiel toast after drinking water, after cold showering and brushing my teeth and doing all the things. And I do that because it's the healthiest bread. It's the best. And then I want to make sure that I'm eating before I have coffee, because for hormonal reasons. But I didn't have anything. I'm literally looking around. I'm like, oh my God, there's no food. We didn't go grocery shopping last weekend. So I'm like, what am I gonna do? And then I started, you know, defaulting into overwhelm. I'm like, oh my God, I have this shoot and I'm not gonna be fed. I'm not gonna have the food. And then I'm like, well, what if I just have cereal? And I'm like, well, that is just a carb source. And if you guys know me, a lot of you guys might know that I am very into fitness and I'm very, very knowledgeable when it comes to nutrition and what my body needs and how protein affects your body and your satiation levels, right? I should probably say satiety levels. So I'm like, well, if I eat cereal before the shoot, I'm gonna get hungry within 30 to 40 to an hour, you know? So I did start going into overwhelm a little bit, and then I took a deep breath and I said, how do I want to respond to this? How would my higher self react to this? Not react, respond to this consciously. Because I can feel myself going into that pattern. And it's so nice to be able to just sit there and observe what's happening and observe that it's okay that you're freaking the fuck out internally, because you've known that all your life. Your body is addicted to it. If you guys have been seeing my stories, I'm obsessed with Joe Dispenza. He describes and explains this so well. He is so fucking smart when it comes to the body and how our emotions and our thoughts affect our body and how we get addicted to those emotions and how we can actually change our default by meditation and all that stuff. So he really taught me so much when it comes to just being fucking aware of the patterns. So I quickly was like, you know, I'm just gonna eat blueberries. There's some blueberries, let's see what happens. I ate those and I literally almost threw up because I am not used to eating blueberries at 6:30 in the morning. It was fucking weird and it was disgusting and it was super cold. So I spit them out and I just took a deep breath. I said, okay, I'm just gonna have my coffee without anything and I'm gonna figure out the food later. I'm just gonna eat cereal. Let me just take a deep breath and have my coffee. Whatever, one day without food is not gonna hurt. Don't know if that's true, but we were rolling with it. And I had my coffee and I was definitely still a little worried, but I just trusted that it would all work out. So he ended up canceling the shoot. You know the whole situation with that already. So I had so much more time and I decided that I was just gonna walk to Whole Foods. I was so hungry, guys. Holy shit, I was so hungry. I'm like, I'm gonna grab some eggs from Whole Foods. Luckily, thankfully, I'm so grateful for this. I live within walking distance to Whole Foods, which is really, really nice. And I can, you know, do my hot girl walk, get my hot girl steps in. Yo, literally ever since beginning this hot girl walk energy and just saying that, I have gotten my steps in so easily because it just makes it so much more enjoyable to know that I'm going on a hot girl walk. I'm going on a hot girl walk versus a regular walk. That whole like get 10K steps in, like that sounds fucking nauseating. When you call it a hot girl walk, it's a whole vibe. If you haven't tried it, what are you waiting for? Yeah, so I got some steps in. I walked to Whole Foods. It was just a really nice walk. The weather is really starting to switch up over here in Atlanta. And when I mean really starting to switch up, I literally mean it just started yesterday. And it was hot still, but it was way less hot than those 95, 98 degree days we were having. Jesus, it was so hard to deal with that. But it was nice and cool outside. I got a nice walk in. It was so nice to go to Whole Foods like early in the morning, like by myself. I mean, it was only 9 a.m., but by myself, I usually go with my fiance, Peter. And it felt really nice to go by myself. And also just to feel the vibes of Whole Foods. I fucking love Whole Foods. And yes, we know that it is some high-end food where they have some high-end food and there's some high-end prices. But there's some really good products that you can get there. And I just really appreciate Whole Foods as a whole. And yeah, I got some sourdough bread and some eggs and some tuna and some tomatoes. And I got back and I made myself breakfast and it was so delicious with the sourdough bread. Oh my God. You know the bread that they have at Whole Foods where you just put it in the machine and you slice the bread and then it's just like this beautiful loaf that's sliced for you. Toast it with some vegan butter. What is it called? Mykonos. I always fuck that up. The vegan butter, guys. Mykonos, however you say it. So good. So good. Obsessed. So I had that bread with that butter and some eggs and we had a great time and I was so thankful and I'm like, wow, I feel so satisfied. My body's good. Now I'm gonna, you know, I don't have the shoot, but I'm fed. And I don't know, that just meant a lot to me. Like the fact that I could just change my perspective and change the way I'm viewing my situation, even though initially it sounded like it was gonna be the worst thing ever. Yeah, so that was a freaking vibe. And today I have to update you on my wedding dress, huh? If you listened to my last episode, I told you my intentions for the process of finding my wedding dress. And guys, God, let me tell you. Let me tell you what an amazing experience my wedding gown trial was. It was one of the best days of my life. No fucking joke. I just felt so good. I went to Grace Loves Lace here in Atlanta, and I think there's one in New York, and there's a whole bunch of different locations. I highly recommend them. Definitely on the higher end side when it comes to pricing. But I was actually realizing that every dress store around me in Atlanta was kind of like that, aside from David's Bridal. So I was going to actually head to one of like the smaller boutiques first, the ones that had like better prices, not better prices because whatever, you know, I don't like to say that, but prices that weren't in the 4,000 range, because we do have a wedding budget that we are doing our absolute best to stay within. But then I realized, honestly, fuck that. I know that I love the dresses from here and I'm obsessed. Ever since the first day I started exploring wedding gowns, I knew that this place was like the place for me. I'm gonna make an appointment. I'm just gonna head here and we're gonna see what happens. Loved my stylist so much. She was absolutely incredible. She was so funny and cool, just so helpful and knowledgeable. And I tried on 5 different dresses. They were all so fucking beautiful. And I found my dress. I love it so much. I posted the other ones on Instagram. I didn't post all of the ones I tried on, but I did post 2 or 3 of the dresses that I tried on. If you want to go head to my Instagram and check it out, but they're so beautiful. I highly recommend that place. You guys are probably wondering like how much the dress was. So I'm just going to tell you, it came out to about, I think, $4,000. And one might say, what the fuck? Because I know when I first started planning my wedding, I did not plan on spending thousands of dollars on the wedding dress, but it just happened. It happened and it's all good. I'm gonna sell it afterwards for less than half of the money, but it's all good. I'm so thankful and I think it's so divine the way it all unfolded. And I really just want this experience to be exactly how I wanted it. You know, I want a dress that I feel really fucking good in, and that's that. And it was so beautiful. They gave me champagne. We had the time of our lives, guys. And then afterward, and I went alone, by the way. I think you guys know that from my last episode, but I went alone and it was really fun to go alone. At first I was sad and I'm like, I can't believe this. I'm so lonely here in Atlanta. All my friends and family are in New Jersey, you know, default overwhelm. And then I'm like, how can I turn this around? Like, how can this be the best experience in my life? And how can I really change my perspective on this? And of course it was perfect. Afterwards, we went to celebrate at this awesome place in Midtown Atlanta. It was so good. I literally had the best sandwich of my life. I fucking swear it was so good. With plantains, my favorite food. I'm Puerto Rican, if you guys don't know, so plantains are bae forever. And yeah, that was my update for that. It was so cool, and I'm excited for everyone listening. If you guys haven't, you know, experienced the whole wedding dress trial vibes yet, and just planning a wedding in general, it is such an experience, and it really does teach you a lot, and it really does rub up against some wounds, and it rubs up against some triggers, and, you know, it really challenges your money mindset at times, and it can get stressful. So you will notice that you default into your overwhelm patterns, and, you know, your overthinking patterns, and it's just crazy. It's been a wild experience. As you guys know, I almost canceled it, like, you know. So I really want to start by getting into my relationship to manifestation now versus when I first started learning about it. So when I first started learning about manifestation, it was very much, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I don't really know what manifestation is. My friend told me that it's the process of creating whatever you want in life. And I just, quite frankly, I just thought you would say what you wanted and then it would happen. And I thought that was just how you manifested anything and everything. I didn't really necessarily think about it in the way that I do now. And then as my experience evolved and I started learning more and more about manifestation and reading books and learning from different people, I started kind of seeing, okay, there are steps and there's a process, and it really helps if you are in tune with your spiritual side. But I still felt a little confused because I would just think, okay, so I want to be successful and I want a lot of money. And that was like the only thing that would come to mind, because that was what people who were teaching about manifestation were talking about. They were talking a lot about like luxury, finer things in life, cars, money, and all that. All that stuff is great. And I think if you want that, you deserve it. That there's nothing wrong with that. There is so much nuance when it comes to manifesting. It's like you need to do it from a place of wholeness and from a place of, I have the fucking perfect life right now. No matter what it looks like, I am completely satisfied and completely whole and completely happy with where I'm at right now. And I have the deepest sense of gratitude for what is and for what is to come. And that is not what I was doing. I spent most of my manifestation journey in lack and in fear and in like, oh my God, like I need the success. I need this money. I need to create the life that I want because I fucking hate what it's like right now. And I'm talking when my life was pretty good. Initially, it wasn't the absolute best because I hadn't started my business yet. You know, I had a lot of goals and I had a lot of like visions for my life. I just didn't know where to start. Then I created the business, but so many good things were happening within my life when I started the business, but none of it was good enough. Like I always felt like I needed more, which is again, fine. Desires are fine. really tapping into the parts of you who sees more for yourself and for what you're creating is fine, but not when you're doing it from a place of lack and I don't have enough right now. Because what that creates is a cycle of just dissatisfaction in your life, regardless of what you have in front of you. And ultimately, we're manifesting what we want and we're creating the life we want because we just want to feel good. We want to feel happy. But the thing is that people get it all backwards. They think, oh, I'm fucking miserable now. And when I manifest this, I'm finally going to be happy. And this code didn't download in me for a very long time because it didn't make sense to me. But then I started realizing, oh, shit, I'm making more money than I've ever had. I finally hit that 15K mark. Oh my God, I made $15,000 in a month. This is crazy. But it's also like, it didn't feel good. Like I still felt empty. I still felt like things weren't satisfying in my life. And it is because of that reason. I didn't understand that gratitude was essential when it comes to manifesting. I had no idea. No idea. I had an idea. I just chose to kind of like ignore the people that would say that because it wasn't really clicking for me yet. And that's the thing with this process, with becoming really good at playing this game of manifestation, there are going to be things that download and codes that are cracked within you later down the line. Like you might have heard it, you might have learned it, you might have heard it on this podcast, you might have read it in a book, but it's not really resonating with you just yet because you're just not there in your journey yet. But you need that piece, right? And I feel like just because it's not resonating right now, it is beginning the process to becoming integrated in your life, in your world, in your being. Even though you haven't adopted the whole gratitude thing and how important it is, you hear gratitude and you're like, yeah, that's nice, that sounds cute. But you don't actually live by it. It doesn't mean that you're not in the beginning stages of starting to adopt a lifestyle like that and a way of being and really embodying that principle because it's essential to your journey, right? But sometimes it comes through later down the line. And I think that can be very, very overwhelming when you decide that you are going to become very good at this process and you are going to dedicate yourself to being the creator of your own life. Because you want to know everything right away. You want the books, you want the courses, you want everything. And you're like, okay, teach it to me now because I want to know all of it and I want to implement it and I want to create the life of my dreams, right? Even if you have the blueprint, right? Even if you take my course manifestor, you're going to learn so much and your life is going to radically change and your viewpoints and the way you just wake up and the way you see life, the way you do life, another part of you is going to open up. And I'm telling you, you're going to see so many results in your life immediately. But a lot of the lessons in there might not fully download until later down the line. It's not like you take that course and all of a sudden you're a fucking expert. Like you need to go through life and you need to understand the nuance when it comes to manifestation. And as your journey unfolds, different circumstances are going to appear and different patterns are going to reveal themselves to you. And you're going to be doing a lot of inner healing at the same time where you're really looking at your past traumas and how that's affecting you in your today, right? And in your manifestation process. And you really just don't learn it deeply and fully until you start putting the pieces together. Until you start really looking at your life and what's going on in your life every single day and relating it to the manifestation process and understanding how the universe plays a part in the co-creation of that manifestation, right? When you say that you want something, if you listen to my episode that I put out a few weeks ago about, you know, things falling apart sometimes, right? To make space for what you actually do want. And when you get really good at this, you don't play victim. You might have to initially play victim to learn that you fucking wasted your time playing victim because it was all going to work out for you either way, right? You start looking at your circumstances and you're like, hey, okay, that makes sense. Like this is falling apart and this feels like it's on fire and like everything is kind of chaotic right now because I said I wanted this thing and in order for me to get this thing, this needed to go. And since I didn't make that first move, the universe is doing it for me. Versus, oh, fuck, everything's falling apart. I knew this wasn't meant for me. Oh, my God, this is so hard. I hate this. Oh, like freaking the fuck out like I've done many times during this process, right? Again, default. And that is not to say that things have to fall apart in order for you to manifest. There are many things that will manifest without any like chaos or things falling apart. And again, you'll learn that as you go through this journey. So what I want you to do is find joy and find love in this journey of manifestation as you fucking learn every single day. Put that intention out there that you're getting better and better and better and better and better at it. With every day that goes by, you're becoming a fucking master at manifestation. And of course, it's going to be a little difficult at first because you're not going to relate to other people as much. And trust me when I say that. You'll start to realize you're living in a completely different universe than the people around you. And everyone lives in a different universe. I truly believe that at my core. And I think it's so fascinating to think about because we create our lives, right? With our thoughts, our experiences, our intentions, we create it. So everyone, even if they're aware of it or not, they are creating their own universe, right? With their patterns and their intentions, like I just mentioned, their daily actions. They're creating their own world, their paradigms, right? Their beliefs about how the world works that creates their universe. So you're going to create this universe that's really working for you very well, right? Like the way you see the world, the way you feel connected, the gratitude that you feel every day, the support. I've never known a support so fucking potent. Like the support I receive from the universe, my higher self, my spiritual side, my intuition. I mean, I could cry right now just thinking about it, right? Whereas if I'm talking to someone who doesn't do this stuff, they're going to be like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's them against the world, right? You're living in different paradigms, and that can be very, very difficult because the ego wants to say the same. The ego wants to relate to the people around us as much as possible because it wants to feel like it's part of the tribe. And the tribe, right, the majority of people don't think this way. They don't see the world this way. They don't think that they're the dealer of their life. They don't think that they have control over their outcomes and over their destiny, quote unquote. And when you do, there's this sort of isolated feeling that arises. And I felt it many times. The other day, someone asked me, what do you like to do for fun? And I was, I chuckled. I'm like, whew. And I just had visions of me just like meditating, journaling, reading, like really just nerding out on Joe Dispenza and like quantum physics and writing out my desires and just going through life as the dealer of my own card game, which is life. Right? Manifestation. I love that stuff. Like those are my hobbies. Like it just, they light me up. A good book, a nice coffee on my balcony, just learning more and more and more and more and more and more about this stuff. And then just going throughout my life and responding consciously to what the world gives me. Because I know it's all connected to the desired outcome, right? And it's all happening to show me something, to get me to where I want to be. Like, that fascinates me, right? And I, of course, I began to say that, but the person was like, what the fuck? What's wrong with you, right? And it's just like, you have to be ready for that. And you have to just, like, take pride in what you do and who you are and the way you see the world. Because no one else is going to clap for you, right? You have to clap for yourself. You have to be so proud of yourself. And that's why spaces where you can come together with other people. It doesn't even have to be a group program. It could just be working with a coach or just like listening to their podcast, their free content, right? When you listen to this episode, you're like, oh, I feel seen. I feel like I can really just relate to what she's saying. Or maybe you're not there yet and you're like, I want to live that life. And I am acting as an expander for you. I'm showing you that I live that life and it is so fucking, I can't even think of the word right now. There's no words. It's basically ecstasy. And like sometimes it won't feel like ecstasy. Sometimes it's not going to be this hyper-colored reality. Sometimes it's going to feel like nothing is happening. And those are the times where you trust the fucking most because something big is about to happen, right? It's like how you show up in each moment intentionally. So listening to this podcast and taking in that content, joining courses, right, that are going to teach you all about this stuff, like my course Manifest Her and my course Money Honey, there is a sense of, ah, okay, she lives in a similar universe than I do. Or I want to create a similar universe like the one she's living. And there's that sense of comfort, that sense of belonging, which is a core need of us humans. But when we go out into the world and the people around us are just like complaining all the time, and if you're working a job, you know what I'm talking about. It's like you go into work, whether that's an office or a bar or a restaurant or whatever your job is, you go into work and everyone around you is complaining the entire time. And they're such victims to their circumstances. And maybe that's you right now, and that's okay, because that was literally me as well. That was me. That was a past version of me. I had to intentionally create the person I wanted to be today. And I'm still doing that every single day. Like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I have to be super fucking intentional with the way I respond to things. Otherwise, I'll go right back to how I used to be. I'll go right back to complaining. And most importantly, I will feed into those negative patterns of other people if I'm not careful. Like if everyone around me is complaining, it is so easy for me to default and complain. If everyone around me is being judgmental and talking shit about other people, it's easy for me, if I'm not careful, to just give in. Because as I was growing up, I was exposed to a lot of drama. A lot. Whether that was family drama, whether that was drama in my own life, because I had a lot of problems and issues with girls who were being super mean to me, and you know, basically a lot of bullying, as I mentioned before. And that to me was drama, right? That's something that was like in my life a lot, and my family would gossip about each other a lot. My mom would always be on the phone with like an aunt talking about this cousin, or you know, what she did, what that other aunt did, and there was just so much fucking drama. And my friends and I would also gossip a lot, my friends in high school. It was just the normal thing. I thought everyone did it, and I didn't realize that wasn't in alignment with love, with universal energy, right? With the divine, with my higher self. I didn't know about any of this stuff. So admitting that to myself was very difficult. The first time I started exploring it kind of was in 2020, about when I heard someone say, oh, the only reason why you're nervous about what other people think about you is because you're always judging people. I was like, what? Because I'm like, okay, I am nervous about what other people think about me, you know, in 2020. All of us are, you know. You get really fucking good at ignoring those feelings after a while. You get really good at rising above them, right? And that's where I'm at right now. But back then, it's just very susceptible to being or becoming distraught when someone would judge me, or just fearing that judgment. So when I heard that, I was extremely triggered, because I'm like, okay, does that mean I'm judging people? It was hard for me to admit that, because that resides in my shadow, right? We don't like to admit that we are judgmental. It doesn't feel good. That's a part of us that we will always deny. Our ego likes to think of us as great people who don't do any of the bad things that society deems as unacceptable, which, you know, part of me thought it was normal because, you know, everyone around me was doing it. But at the same time, when you say the words judgmental, you know it's a negative thing, right? So I didn't want to admit it. And then when I started getting into Gabby Bernstein's work, she talked about releasing judgment and stuff like that. It just changed everything for me. What I'm trying to say is that it's extremely easy for me to get back into that. It's extremely easy for me to start judging if I don't consciously catch myself. So when I'm around people who are negative and who bring out the old me, intention is super fucking important. And the same thing is going to be true for you. And that might look different than what my life looks like, right? That might look very different, because we all have different experiences growing up. Maybe you weren't around people who were super judgmental. Maybe that wasn't a thing for you. Maybe drama wasn't a thing, right? But for me, and my mom went into overwhelm. That was her dominant pattern growing up. Her life growing up was extremely difficult. And when I say extremely difficult, it breaks my heart when she tells me stories, because that's a lot of trauma. It's a lot of trauma. And I try to teach her little by little what trauma actually means. And I'll teach you, I'll do an episode about it as well. Because a lot of people think of trauma and they think horrible things happening to you and, you know, traumatized. Like, it doesn't always have to be this horrible thing that happened to you. Like, bullying is a form of trauma. Actually, bullying is a form of serious trauma. So, but getting rejected by a boy can cause trauma, right? And there's like really, really chronic, intense trauma. And then there's simple trauma. They call it lowercase t trauma, or little t trauma and big t trauma. That's what they call it. But I can see why, you know, she went into overwhelm a lot, because that was her dominant pattern. Her nervous system was shaken up all day, every day growing up, especially with my father, since, you know, she had two kids, me and my sister, and my father was addicted to heroin and constantly stealing from her. She was working super hard with two kids and, you know, barely making money, but working so many hours. Dad would come and take that money from her. And so we were struggling financially. She was going from place to place. You know, I think she got evicted once and had to live with this like random man who she didn't trust. And she had two little girls, and she just went through a lot. And her mom died when she was super young, and her dad was, you know, like on drugs, so she had to live with her aunt, and her aunt was a little dysfunctional. It's just really, really sad to hear, right? So that is like the trauma that my mom went through. And then, you know, she was raising me when she was 20 years old. So she had just went through all of that trauma, and she's raising a baby, right? And she's not, they didn't have the resources that we have today, like podcasts and books. And maybe they had books, but you know, when you're like in overwhelm and your nervous system is going crazy and you're constantly aroused, like you don't even have the space to think. You don't even have the space to allow your higher self to come through and say, hey, read this book. Hey, it's time to make a change. If you don't have the right influences around you, like, you're just stuck in that paradigm, right? So that's what had happened to her. And then I grew up around, you know, just a lot of overwhelm, a lot of stress, a lot of depression and all of that. So it just makes sense that I would kind of grow up in that way where I just feel super overwhelmed at times. And sometimes my nervous system is super sensitive. Like yesterday, I was at the gym downstairs in my apartment building, and no one was there, and I was so happy. And I started walking on the treadmill, and this guy was outside in regular clothes, and he saw me in the gym, and then he came in the gym, and he started working out, but I am not stupid. I know that he just came into the gym. And maybe I'm wrong. Like, I'm open to being wrong. You know, I'm definitely open. Maybe he really did plan on going to the gym, but it just did not seem like he did. And I was very overwhelmed. And I was being intentional. I was like, it's okay. You know, he's getting his workout in. You're safe. My nervous system was still very triggered by that. And I got a headache. I was just, like, having some trouble breathing. And throughout this entire episode, I keep referring to, default pattern. This felt a little harder for me to shift. My nervous system just like was super sensitive to this guy. And he left super quick. He did like 2-3 sets and then left. I'm like, you did not plan on coming here. You just came inside because I am here. And growing up, I've dealt with a lot of that. A lot of masculine, I don't even want to call that masculine. It's just like that male energy of like, oh, I want to be seen by you. I want attention from you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to do this. Like the other day I was walking literally outside of Grace Loves Lace. I walked out and this guy's like, excuse me, ma'am, do you know if it's going to rain today? And I'm like, do I look like the fucking weather person? And it just was so obvious to me that he wanted to talk to me, right? You can't blame people for doing that, and it's okay, but it can really annoy the fuck out of me. So what I'm trying to say is that little things in life, I think that's pretty big, but my nervous system is super sensitive. And I'm sharing this with you because I know that a lot of clients that I've coached have the same, I don't even want to call it an issue, but they have the same experience. And I want you to feel seen. I want you to feel seen, and I want you to really start connecting the dots as to, am I just like this? Am I an anxious person? Am I a depressed person? Am I an overreactor? Like, do people in your life tell you that you overreact a lot or that you're crazy, right? Am I that? Am I identifying with that? Or can I just look back at how I grew up, at my upbringing, and make connections to that and understand that, hey, this doesn't have to be reality for me. I can definitely do the work that it takes to shift that and to restructure my brain and create new neural pathways. And that's why I love Joe Dispenza, because he really fucking lays it down for you. And if you read the book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, sis, you're gonna freak the fuck out because it's so good. I'm about to read it again, I think for the third time. You know me, I read my books over and over and over and over again. But I love you. I love you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Quite frankly, it means a lot to me. I know you felt my passion the entire time. I'm thinking, God, I love talking about this stuff. God, I'm so thankful that I get to help people. I'm so thankful that I get to use my experiences to really change someone's life right now, to really change someone's life. Like, this is life-changing. This information is life-changing. This information is most likely going to shift the way you go about your life. Like, literally, it's going to end and you're going to feel like a new person. I'm not saying that's going to happen for everyone, but I know there's a good amount of people who are going to feel a shift. So I love you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to come on here and just speak my heart. I appreciate you. Send me a DM on Instagram if you really resonated with this. I would love to know. I would love to chat with you. Leave a rating and review if you haven't yet. And do me a big favor and share this shit on your story and give me a tag, because people need to hear this. People need to hear this. I love you so much, and I will talk to you next week.